New Horizon Church International, from Jackson, Mississippi to the world.
The Faith Series concludes with part 5, Your Faith in Action.
1 Corinthians chapter 2 today is to end our series that we've been sharing over the last month or so on faith, as we've been talking about your faith, my faith. Hallelujah. Of course, the goal has been to strengthen our faith, because faith is required. Amen. Reality is, faith is just required. Because the scripture says that we are to walk by faith and not by what? Sight. So it's just required. The book of Romans, it says, what is not of faith is sin. And so faith is just required. We are saved by grace through faith. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest anybody should boast. And so faith is required. Hallelujah. So many times Jesus chastised the disciples. He says, where is your faith? Glory to God. O ye of little faith. If you just had the faith of a grain of mustard seed. Hallelujah. And so faith is required. And so the intent of this whole series has been to even more to strengthen your faith, to help you understand, maybe even to demystify what you think faith is, so that you operate even more by faith. Because faith gives us the opportunity to access the tremendous benefits that the Lord has already given to us. As a believer. I said, as a believer. Glory to God. Look at the person and say, you a believer. As a believer. Amen. Glory to God. I didn't say you always act like a believer. Amen. But here's the reality. Glory to God. You don't have to always act like a believer to be a believer. As a believer, the reality is you and I are already the recipient of tremendous promises. We're already the recipient of tremendous benefits that the Lord has already placed in our camp. But you have to access those things. Amen. You have to go and grab hold of those things. Got to be able to possess what the Lord has already given to us. And so here's the whole point. Nobody here that's a believer is deficient of tremendous blessings. Nobody here that's a believer, frankly, is short of anything that you need that is necessary to fulfill everything that God has given to you in your destiny. It's already given to you. Now, you may not be accessing. You may not be taking advantage of what is yours, but you got it. Look at the person next to you. You got it. Glory to God. You're already rich. I said, you're already rich. Now, you sit here and say, Bishop, I don't feel like I'm rich. The devil is a liar. Hallelujah. Because by the way, feelings follow decisions. Feelings follow decisions. You can make a decision and your feelings will follow. Hallelujah. And so the fact is, listen, sometimes you just need to understand. Yeah, you may be financially challenged sometimes, but that doesn't mean you don't have it. Look at the person and say, act like you got it. Come on, I got to show you something, because you know, you say they act like a skeptic. Real quick, turn over to Ephesians to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1. Come on, that's over to the right from where you're going. Ephesians chapter 1. And look at Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 3. Hold on to your main passage, but Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 3. Got it? It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Is that future, present, or past? It's got an ED on it, right? So ED means it's what? Past. When y'all didn't go that day? It's past. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ, who has, frankly, already blessed us. So everything you need is already there. Hallelujah. Who chose us in Him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy without blame in Him and love. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I can keep on reading that, but I just want you to see that one point. No, go back to 1 Corinthians then. But the whole point is, listen, you've already got it, but you got to access it. How do you access it? Faith. Faith is that key. Faith is that key. Glory to God. Faith is that key. And so, and as you operate by faith, then you learn to please God. And when you start pleasing God, even more things happen. Because remember, without faith, it's impossible to what? To please God. Because those that come to God must believe that He is. And that He is a rewarder of them that what? Diligently seek Him. Glory to God. Now, our goal, once again, has been to strengthen your faith. And so as a part of that, of course, you know, we've talked about this fact that faith comes to us by what? Hearing. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. Glory to God. So the things that are critical there is, of course, your and my ability to hear, but also God's willingness and commitment to give us His word. Amen. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. And of course, that word from God, because wherever there's a hearing, there also first has to be a saying. Amen. Wherever there's a hearing, there first has to be a what? A saying. Amen. And God has said, and He says by His Spirit and by His written word. He says by His Spirit and His written word. And even if, glory to God, you're not around to be able to read what it says, the reality is His Spirit always lines up with the written word. Glory to God. And so therefore you know it's actually God and not something else. Because there are other things that speak to you. There are other spirits that will speak to you. Glory to God. And they don't produce faith. They produce fear. They produce confusion. Okay? But the way you know it's God and His word, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of the Lord, is, of course, that it lines up the Spirit and the Word, the written Word, line up together. So let's read this morning. I got two passages I want to read to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. And then I want to read Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18. And we're going to end this particular message on today. Listen what the Word of God says. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech, are of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That's wonderful. But in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith